Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. I'm just going to jump right into what we've been talking about. I want to thank you all for being here. It's a blessing to be among you, and not just you here in the sanctuary, but also those that are tuning in online on iChurch that is streaming right now live in English and Spanish. Hallelujah. And so we've been talking about our identity for the last couple of weeks. Who we are, and we can't know who we are unless we know who He is. Yeah. And then when we know who He is, He tells us who we are, and we're supposed to believe that and receive that. And so let's go really quickly to, this is where we started out, the foundation, John, or we love to use the Hebrew names here, Yohanan. The 15th chapter, the first verse. And a lot of people, let's put it this way, in this day and age, it seems like a lot of believers are having an identity crisis. They're not fully embracing who they are, or maybe they forget who they are. And so really, Yahweh, He's looking to do some things in the earth. He needs us to accomplish that. He wants to move in us and through us. But if we don't know who we are, what can He do? There's a lot of believers that are embracing things that are not believer-like. See, there's a lot of people that come to me and say, oh, I'm a Christian, but I can't just go by what you say. I need to see your life demonstrated. Tell your neighbor, we need fruit. We need fruit. You can't just tell me you're a believer. I need to, like, see it. Right? It should be pronounced. And a lot of times I see people that tell, oh, yeah, I'm a believer, and then the next minute they're cussing somebody out. Well, that doesn't seem like the attributes or the MO of a believer. Right? And I'll take people back to this. Some people think that that's okay. But let me remind you, Peter or Kepha, after Yeshua was taken, there were these girls that saw him. The damsel saw him and she was like, wait, you one of those that was running with Yeshua. You were one of those. Because, come on, you can't hang out with Yeshua and not have it on you. I mean, it was evident, but he did not want to be identified. So the thing that he did was denied it. No, I ain't with him. And she was like, wait, hold up. No, no. I seen you. I believe I saw you. I believe you're one of those. You know, you're him. And he's like, no, it's me. But you talk like them. And the word says, after she got that out that third time, he cussed her out. Exactly. Cussed. And so after she got cussed out by him who denied that he was a believer, she said, nah, you couldn't be one of them. So that says something to y'all. If you want to be associated as a believer, we don't use that kind of language. We use kingdom language. We use the word. We use power. We use authority. We don't have to stoop to the devil's language. And so a lot of people, well, that's just me. No, get it out. Because you're identifying yourself. See, to separate himself, to show that he wasn't one of those followers or believers, he had to curse a girl out. So what did I say about you when you cuss folk out? You're separating yourself from the kingdom. You're trying to display another identity so that you cannot be identified. But see, blessings come with your identity. So when you give up your ID, you give up your blessing. You have to want to be identified. Somebody say, you go to church? Yes, I go to church. You a believer? Yes, I am a believer. There's power in identifying with who you are. See, you want the blessings, but you don't want the identity? Uh-oh. Who wants the blessings? Embrace the identity. Tell your neighbor, embrace the identity. And so, when we go to John 15 chapter, it says, the first verse says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth fruit, that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Are you bearing fruit? Because if you're not, he says he's going to take you off the branch. And every branch that beareth fruit, he what? Purges it, that it may bring what? Or we talked about this last week. And we are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And he says what? Abide in me, and I in you. Listen, abide in me, and I in you. So that means if you are in him, then he's what? In you. And what we tend to do is a spiritual game of hopscotch. We hop out of him. And then when it's convenient, we hop into him. And then when we think we got it, we hop back out. So y'all feeling good today, right? Monday, don't hop out. Because Monday, you're going to need to be in him because something's happening. Something's coming your way. Tuesday, you need to what? Be in him. And what we do is we conveniently are in him today. And you guys are, hallelujah, thank you, Yahweh. He's worthy. Somebody say, how you doing? I'm blessed and highly favored. And then when you get out there on Monday.
Not even Monday, Sunday.
It's a whole nother, as the apostle used to say, vernacular. A whole nother way of talking, right? But don't y'all know that we got to keep this kingdom thing going 24-7? 7 days a week? 12 months in a year? How many weeks? 52 weeks? 365? We got to keep this thing what? Going. Who's a full-time believer? Listen, he don't need no part-time positions. He wants full-time, committed believers that's putting in the hours, that's putting in the effort, and that are going to reap the benefits of the kingdom of Yahweh. And so this is what we're talking about. Okay, so abide in me and I abide in you as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. You ain't got this. He got this. You can't get the fruit unless you're what? In the vine. Okay, so then let's go here to Romans, the 8th chapter, the 8th verse. And he's always reminding us who we are. But yet we're always confessing what we're not. That we're not. I'm broke. I'm sick. I'm weak. Well, didn't he say, let the weak say?
I'm strong.
He says, that's who you are in me. If y'all are weak, you're not abiding in the vine. Because if you're abiding in the vine, your weakness will be made what?
Strong.
If you broke, you ain't abiding in the vine. Because if you abide in the vine, your brokenness will be replenished. Right? And so Romans, the 8th chapter, says this. 8th verse. So then they that are in the... Somebody say the flesh. The mind. The soul nature. Right? So if we are in our flesh, we cannot what? If we are in our mind, we cannot what? Who wants to please him? So that means that we gotta be in the spirit. Because he says, 9th verse, but we are not in the flesh, but in the what? If so be that the spirit of God, Yahweh, dwells in you. Get this. Now, if any man has not the spirit of Mashiach, he's none of his. You're not legit. You must have the what?
Spirit.
And a lot of people tell, oh, you don't need that. That's your identifier. That's how he knows who his children are. If you have the what?
Spirit.
Now listen, oh, you're putting too much on it. No. It said he put it here. He says, now if any man has not the spirit of Mashiach, he is what?
None of his.
And if Mashiach be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. 11th verse, I love this. But if the spirit of him that raised up Yeshua from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Mashiach from the dead also shall quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth what? So when you get in your human frailties, get into him. And the same, and y'all better get this, the same power that resurrected Yeshua from the dead, if you have the Holy Spirit, that same power, that same ability is dwelling inside of you. How many of you guys understand that that power is moving, waiting to do something? It's waiting to perform. It's like, come on, believe, speak something, right? Speak with faith. I mean, it's, we call it in the science field potential energy.
Wow.
It's ready to be unleashed.
Hallelujah.
It's ready to go.
Yes.
Wow. But see, it can't go if you're saying, I'm sick. Then the power's like, come on, bro. Just speak the word. Speak the power. Speak what it is that you want me to manifest, and boom, you got it. But if we won't speak it, we won't get it. Tell your neighbor, we got to speak it to get it. Speak it to get it. And this is the problem. We keep on speaking other stuff that has nothing to do with the kingdom, that has nothing to do with the identity that he has placed inside of us. You know what? Yahweh has an identity. Are you sure? That's placed on us. Guess who else has an identity? The enemy. I can identify some of y'all. I know what team you on just by fruit. See, some people think that they play. No, I know what it is. It's obvious. What do we say? You locate yourself. It's not me judging you. It's you locating yourself. See, if you want to live in the identity of the enemy, we can see it. If you want to live in the identity of Yeshua, we can see it. And in this day and age, people are putting on these masks, but I know the real. You can wear a mask, but what's coming out your mouth? That's why the scripture says that the Father is seeking the true worship. He's not looking for the true worshipers out there in the world. They've already made their decision. He's looking up in here. And he's saying, who true? He's looking at the believer and saying, who's real? The Father is seeking the true worshiper that will worship him what? He puts spirit first. So I need, he's saying, I need worshipers that got the spirit. And those are mine. And so this is what he's calling us to. So understanding this, let's go to Judges, the sixth chapter. So I love to use examples in the word of people who are like us, who realize the struggle is real. Who knows the struggle is real? To be a believer is a what? Because everybody don't like you. They think, oh, you think you better than us. No, I'm not better than you. I'm just higher. I'm seeking the high things of Yahweh. I'm seeking his elevation. Right? But also, I'm not fighting against people. Sometimes your worst enemy is yourself. Because you keep yourself from doing the things of Yahweh. I can't do it. It's too hard. Nobody said it was going to be this challenging. But it's not about you. Scripture tells us, I can do all things through Yeshua who strengthens me. So is anybody strengthened by Yeshua in here? Are you strengthened? So that means your vocabulary should be, I can do. Not I can't. And so the children of Israel were, because of their disobedience, they were kept on getting bounced around different situations because they just would not listen. And these are his chosen people. They just would not heed to his voice. And so there were some Midianites. Say Midianites. Midianites. What are the Midianites in this situation? Well, the Midianites were people that would fight against the Israelites. God's chosen people and the other people. The ites. The Ajacites, all these ites. Hey, guess what? We deal with ites. We are Yahweh's chosen people, right, as believers. But we deal with the... How should I say this? Depending on your location, the Long Beachites, the Inglewoodites, the Comptonites, thank you. The Valleyites, all those people in those different places that are not believing like you do, they're warring what? Against you. The employee-ites, the co-worker-ites. Sometimes you got family-ites. Folks is not in him, and you trying to do your thing. I mean, anybody realize that when you got saved, people was offering you stuff that they didn't even offer you when you was unsaved? When you got saved and decided to start a whole new thing, come on, let me buy you a drink. Wait a minute, you didn't buy me a drink when we was drinking. I was buying, and you was drinking. Now that I done turned a new leaf, you want to buy me a drink? Ah. You decide as you save, you turning over a new leaf. Brother said, hey, I'll buy the bag. Bro, you ain't never bought the bag. I buy the bag, and you just come over and smoke it. Now that I'm saved, that ain't nothing but the devil. I remember Apostle would tell this story. He had a next door neighbor that, you know, didn't offer him nothing. First day he got saved. Come on, Will, you want a cool brew? Come on, man. And the neighbor didn't know that you was going to church. Tell your neighbor, that ain't nothing but the enemy. So these are the ites. And so we're dealing with the ites. So the seventh chapter of Judges, the sixth chapter of Judges, the seventh verse says, and it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites. All these folks is messing with me. Anybody cried unto Yahweh because folks was messing with you? They mess. Yeah, you did. They messing with me on my job. My landlord, he messing with me. My neighbors, they messing. These other people are messing with me. We love to complain. And so he says, eighth verse. The Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, who said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. Hold up, I'm on your team. And I delivered you before. I got you out of the situations before, but you keep on, when I deliver you, you decide that you got it and you ain't listening to me no more. Isn't that what we do? God, if you give me the job, I'll serve you. Father, if you just answer this prayer, let me get this apartment, let me get this car, I'll serve you. And he gives it to you. And then you gone. With the car. He don't see you back until something happens. Accident or get impounded. Oh, God. When you need stuff, isn't that convenient? Oh, but what blessings would we have if we just stayed in him? If we just stayed where we were, if we just listened to him, right? And so he's like, I gotta keep reminding these children what he's done for them. Anybody experience that? Anybody got kids and you gotta keep on reminding, I'm the one that put a roof over your head. I'm the one that's buying that food. You see that refrigerator? You ain't got no, I put the food in the refrigerator. Somebody just said that yesterday. But guess what? That's what y'all was saying. Hey, my child, do you see that refrigerator? I put the food in the refrigerator. Do you see the roof? I put the roof on. He got to remind y'all what he do for you. My God, he shouldn't have to do that. But he does. You pray for the job and then got the nerve to complain about the job after you get the job that you said you wanted. And then when you lose the job, oh God. But... Come on, y'all, we got to get this thing together. We gotta get this thing laced up. Either you're going to serve them full time or you're going to just quit. But he wants the believers that's gonna hang in full time. And so he was reminding them what he did for them, right? And so the ninth verse says, and I delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians and out of the hands of all that oppressed you and drove them out from before you and gave you the land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, because I've delivered you from the Amorites. Well, if I delivered you from the Amorites, I'm going to deliver you from the Midianites. And it says, in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed. Let me say that again. He says, I did all that, but you have not obeyed my voice. And then there came an angel of Yahweh, sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah. Not Oprah. That pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite and his son Gideon. Threshed wheat by the wine press to hide it from the Midianites. So you got Gideon, who even Yahweh's telling them, hey, I've done this for you. And Gideon is one of the children of Israel. And he's saying he's hiding because he's afraid of the Midianites. So he's hiding in the wine press so they won't take his stuff. Saints, you ain't got, if you're a child of the Most High God, you ain't got no reason hiding and running. The enemy, the word says, if you resist the enemy is the one that's running. Well, why are we running? Why are we running scared? And so the 12th verse says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, Gideon, and said unto him, stop tripping. The Lord Yahweh is with you. This is where I got to get it. Gideon was running scared. What do we call dudes running scared? Cowards. What else? Fearful and unbelieving. Doubters. That part. Suckers. Punks. Running. Why are you running? You are a child of the Most High God. Your father has 1,000 cattle on 1,000 hills. What are you running for? And he told him, I'm with you. But then he had to say who he was. Though this dude is running scared, though this dude is, with the shout out, bro. Though this dude is acting like a sucker, like we do, though he's acting like a punk coward, Yahweh says to him, I'm with you, thou mighty man of valor. Why did he say that? Because he called them who? Gideon might not have realized it, but Yahweh called him to be a mighty man of valor. So even in his running and hiding, Yahweh still called him mighty. Somebody's running today. Somebody got some situations going and you acting, you running scared, you fearful. He's saying, daughter, I'm with you, thou mighty woman of valor. We got mighty women out here. Hey, let me say that again. Where are the women of valor? So y'all not running scared. Y'all got this. Y'all are embracing who Yahweh said you are. So where are the mighty men of valor? Okay, where are the mighty people of valor? And so, even in that, 14th.
Gideon said unto him, Oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, then why then is all this befalling us? And where are the miracles which our fathers told us of saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord said, looked upon him. And I just believe he looked upon him and just shook his head. And he said, go in this thy might, that thou shalt save Israel from the land of the Midianites. From the hand of the Midianites, have I not sent you? I sent you. So if I sent you, it's not about you. It's about what I can do through you. You got to believe that Yahweh sent you. Does anybody believe that Yahweh sent you? He got a purpose. He created you to do some stuff. He sent you. He chose you. And the Lord said unto him, 16th verse. Oh, wait, hold on. 15. No, I got to tell you 15. And he said unto him, Oh, my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. He's not talking about the power and might that dwells in your natural family. What about me? What about my house? Yahweh saying, are y'all attached to Yahweh's, this father's house?
Yes.
Doesn't matter. You're not going to find the strength and might in your own self. You're going to find it in Yahweh. And 61 says, and the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. Why does he have to keep reminding us who we are? Just know and embrace who we are, right? So it goes on to say this. So Gideon, he just went on in the power and the might, and he had 32,000 soldiers. Who thinks 32,000 soldiers is a lot? It's a lot, right? No, it's not a trick question. Who thinks 32,000 soldiers are a lot? Right. So then Yahweh told him, hey, you got too many. God, I got 32,000 troops. We got this. We got manpower. He was like, I don't dwell in manpower. I dwell in my power. So then he said, cut them down. So he said, hey, the ones that say they're scared, send them home right away. Then he had 22,000. He said, that's still too many. So he's like, take them to this area. And the ones, take them to get some something to drink. And the ones that go to the water and scoop up the water and drink it with their hands, keep them. But the ones who... the ones that lap like a dog, send them home. Dude was left with 300 folks. 300. From 32,000 to 300.
Yeah. Glory.
Everybody sent everybody home. But what did he do? Yahweh told all the 300, get a trumpet. The trumpet was known as the sound, the voice of God, demonstrated his power. And just to save y'all some time, you can read in the 7th chapter of Judges. But all 300 blew the trumpet. They were outnumbered 100 to 1. But the 300 blew the trumpet. And the sound of that praise was so mighty that all of the enemy ran scared, and they got the victory. They won the battle. Come on. It's not about our power, but it's about his power. So where are the mighty folks at that he's looking for, that's depending on him? I don't care what the battle is. You got to blow the trumpet in Zion. Blow your us if we have not embraced that you did send us. And because you sent us, we got all of the tools that we need to come against the enemy. So Father, right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, raise us up as that army, Father. In your power. Father, forgive us if we have not embraced who you say that we are. We're not fearful, because you said you didn't give us a spirit of fear. Yeah. We're not losers, because you said we were more than conquerors. Yeah. We're not the tail, because you said we were the head. Right. We're not beneath, because you said that we were above. Yeah. So, Father, we embrace who we are, Father.
Yes.
Your word is true.
Yes.
And who you say we are is who we are. It's who we are. It's who we are. Because you are who you say you are. And we believe who you are. So right now, Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua, continue to reign us in. Continue to speak to us. And remind us, Father, you took us out of Egypt. You delivered us from the Egyptian. You delivered us from all of the things that we were battling with. You transformed us and you set us on a rock. Father, as you said in the prophecy today, you deserve a perpetual praise. You deserve a praise that never ends, that never pauses, that never ceases. You deserve that. So, Father, our desire is to give you that perpetual praise every day. To continue to remind ourselves what you've done us and what you brought us from. God. no matter what the challenge is. You've already overcome it. We already have the victory. And we receive it. 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 Not only that, we believe it. We believe it. We believe it. We believe it. We give you that glory. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. If you just bow your